I'm from Folkestone originally, so I suppose you could call James and I tourists now. So we would have a greater need for the lift because it is such a historical building and it draws in a lot of tourism because it's the only one in Kent now. Well, I used to go on it as a child and I was absolutely petrified of going on it. But I've just recently found out that my great-grandfather used to work on it as well. So from that kind of thing, I have got family connections to it. But I've taken my children on it and all my children have grown up outside of Folkestone. It's something that I would like to take, hopefully, if I have any, my grandchildren on it and future generations to come. And obviously, people coming in from outside of Folkestone, it's something to boast about, I suppose. We'd like to set up a committee, obviously. If we're going to do any fundraising events, we need a formal committee to set those things in motion and obviously to find out how much is needed, because we were quoted £80,000, but that's just for the breaks. And I've been in contact with Radnor Trust, who own the lifts. We need someone to liaise with them as well, because obviously James and I can't do it all ourselves, so we need to form a formal committee to deal with all aspects of raising this money and continue to raise money to see this project into a new future. I'm upset because it's quite a nice little building that you can look for, but it's been defaced and it's not very nice to see.